Greetings and shalom, family. What's poppin', Mishpacha? I hope you guys are ready for the reading of Proverbs 12 and Psalm 49. Now let's begin with the daily prayer. Blessed are you, Yahuwah of the armies, creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our Elohim, the Holy One of Yahshua, my Eloah, and my salvation, for giving us the spirit of wisdom. Baruch atah Yahweh Tzivot, Barach HaShamayim VeHaaretz, Elohaikim Shel Abraham, Yitzhak VeYaakov, Elohainu VeAl Kadosh Achad Yahshua, Eloi V'Yeshai Yeshai Nitan Iyanu HaRuach Chokma. Okay, family, so here we go now. We are in the book of Proverbs, Mishlei 12. We greet you with love and shalom, don't we? Greet the people, children.
Shalom.
All right, y'all be all silent and stuff like that. Y'all gotta get with this thing with mommy now. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna just read. Family, I only slept 3 hours today after, you know, doing my shift at UPS last night. And I'm going to try to get some sleep right now because I got to go back in tonight. It is not wise to do that type of work on 3 hours of sleep. But, you know, I still have to deal with my household, right? All right. And I have taken up the charge to deliver a proverb a day. So here we go. Whosoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he that hates reproof is brutish. Children, do you guys know what reproof is? Correction. Mm-hmm. And a person that can't stand to be corrected is like a brute, void of intelligence. You see, let's look up the word brute. Let's do that. So I like to give you guys exact definitions. I'm Googling it, family. Okay. Brutish, resembling or characteristics of a brute. Okay.
Here's the definition of brute: a savagely violent person or animal.
Okay. Oh, guys, for the old school heads, remember Popeye? Remember his enemy? Bruto? He was a brutish man. And he was dumb as all outdoors. Okay, anyway. Verse 2. So what do we get from the children, first of all, in verse 1? That you have to be able to be corrected, that you may be able to obtain knowledge, right? And instruction. A good man obtains favor of Yahuwah, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. Guys, you know what? I think I just got a rod of correction today. Indeed, I did. So I blew up. Oh, man, y'all. I blew up about something. And wasn't we just talking about yesterday? Yeah. So what was allowed to happen to me this evening? Yeah. That was the rod of correction. I hear you, Yahuwah. Yeah. Okay, family. We are all works in progress, okay? And we have to keep on pressing forward to that, to we meet that mark, right? And what is that mark? And being just like Yahusha. Okay, verse 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her man, but she that makes ashamed is as rottenness in the bones. P.U. Verse 5, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the Yasharim shall deliver them. Catch that one, family. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the Yasharim shall deliver them. Mm-hmm. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and has a servant is better than he that honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man regards the life of his beasts, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Guys, do you guys even know that it is important to be kind even to your animals? You ever see some people who just kick a dog, throw a cat? Wicked to even animals. Only certain people can be that way to defenseless creatures, to even creatures that can defend themselves. Because you go ahead and kick the right dog, and that dog gonna kick you back. Well, bite you, are right? But seriously, though, watch how you even treat animals, family. All right? You don't have the right to be mean to your dog or your cat because you're having a bad day. No. Let me tell y'all, me and my cat, we go, look, I be like, Macy, don't play with me. Seriously, I'm good to my cat. You see what I'm saying? You have to mind how you treat your animals. But you know what I think today? I think maybe I was a little unkind to my son. Yeah. See, there's a difference between righteous correction and rebuking your child in anger. Yeah. I'll be back, family. Me and my son need to talk.
Lord,
family, in your knowing, in your understanding, in spirit, and in truth. Understand, Yahushua HaMashiach is the Savior of the chosen. Yahushua HaMashiach is the Savior of Yaakov and the remnant of those that shall believe, that shall not be able to be counted, as many as the stars in the sky and the sands. In Yahushua HaMashiach is our help. Hallelujah. I run to you, Yahushua, in spirit and in truth, because I have known your name. Shall Yahuwah satisfy me with long life and show me his Yeshua. Okay, family. So we're back, and I have to say this. A lot of people think because they're the parents that they don't have to show humility even unto the children. If you've wronged your children in any way, you know, so we had to talk because I didn't just flip out, you know, like he didn't do anything, but I was too harsh. Yes, I was. So we were able to talk, and I just pray in the name of the Most High Yah that he learned from his part so that I don't ever have to revisit that issue again. When I send you on an errand, you don't go get friends. It's not a hangout thing. It's not a, hey, you know, no, it's you stay focused. You stick to the task. You get it done. And then you can go do whatever it is that I had already given you permission to do. I told him, I said, yeah, you can go and see your friends and stuff like that, but right now I need you to go do X, Y, and Z for me. And he decided to take tag-alongs. And then, you know, anyway, so we spoke about it. Right, Ovadia?
Yes.
Okay, so you understand what I expect from you.
Yeah.
Okay. And what you should always expect from me is, yes, discipline, but not wrath. And I felt like I just yelled at you OD. It was just too much. Okay? So, you forgive me?
Yeah.
I forgive you too. And next time, you're going to get it raw. All right. No. For real. Come on. We were in Mishlei 12. Right? What verse? I totally lost my spot. That was a little emotional just now, guys. Okay. And also, you know, transparency is everything. So I just chose not to hide that and keep that from y'all and, you know, off camera be like, Josh, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Because it's no, I told him I'm not sorry, you know, because I shouldn't have had to correct you, but I do apologize for the way I spoke to you. You are still a young man, okay? And I do not want to discourage my son in any way. All right, family? So we're going to start from, let's go, verse 6. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the Yasharim shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom. Sorry, a man shall be commended. Hey, I just got my new glasses. Why am I riding blind? Please, go get my glasses out of my wallet. Thank you, thank you. And you see how my baby is? He want to please his mother so much. He jumped up and tried to make sure he went and got the glasses before his sister. He really is a good kid, y'all. I'm really blessed with the son that I have. I'm telling you, I see what some people go through with 13-year-olds. And baby, the stuff that they're into, the way they talk back to the parents, I don't get none of that from Josh at all. Okay, sometimes, you know, when I'm reprimanding him about something, he'll just stay there and, you know, won't even, like, say if I'm wrong. Say if I thought he did something that he didn't do. And I'm going on, Joshua, you know better than to do X, Y, and Z. And I don't like the way this was. And he just sits there. He don't say nothing. And then at the end of it, he'll be like, all right, Ma, so what happened was. And then I'm like, why you ain't been say something? Parenting not easy. And then he'd be like, you know, because, you know, he don't talk back, Joshua. He just doesn't. And I love him for that. All right. So here we go now. Let's go. Let's scroll down because I did do. Okay, verse 10. A righteous man regards the life of his beast. Yes, we spoke about that. But the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tills his land shall be satisfied with bread. Gotta put that work in, people. But he that follows vain persons is void of understanding. Mm-hmm. What's a vain person? A person that's about nothing. A person that don't put no work in, that don't put no effort into being nothing. You see? Anyway, verse 12. The wicked desires the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The net. Mm-hmm. The wicked desires the net of evil men. I want to take a look at this in the TS 2009 to see if it's how it's worded before I go in trying to explain it to my babies. Hold on. Okay, so we're in Proverbs 12. What verse was that? That was verse 12. Oh, 12. Let's go. The wrong shall covet the catch of evildoers. I got it. Okay. So, you see how there's some people that have, like, the nicest cars, that have maybe, you know, the nicest looking clothes. And if you're a wicked person that don't care about the things of Yahuwah, you would covet that and want exactly what they have. You know, and these people, they get these things through dishonest scales and dishonest measures, right? So the heart of a wicked person is going to be like, I'm going to do what he did so I can get what he got and be like him. So I got that, okay? Yada, yada. But the root of the righteous yields fruit. Why? Because the righteous sow. They sow in righteousness. And when you sow in righteousness, you bear much fruit. Your roots are in righteousness. Your fields will yield much. Okay, so we can take this literal and spiritual. You understand, Ovadia? Right? So if you sow good seed into people, words of encouragement, sow love, sow exhortation, that is what your fields will be full of. And what are the fruits? Love, joy, kindness, patience, meekness, gentleness, self-control. And if I didn't say love, yada, yada. Ovadia, please read a little bit for mommy. Verse 13. Let me see, how many verses does this proverb have? Yeah, you can read 13 to 28, please. I need to change my position. My back is on fire.
Don't worry, when I become a chiropractor, I'll help you.
Yes. Y'all heard my baby? Tell him again. What you said?
When I become a chiropractor, I'm going to help my mama.
Right. By the time you come up... chiropractor, mommy not going to even have to work anymore. Let's go. Verse 13 to 28.
Oh, yeah. And the transgression of the lips is an evil snare, but the righteous gets out of distress. From the fruit of his mouth, one is filled with good, and the work of a man's hand...
Uh-huh. Hold on.
Yeah.
From the fruit of his mouth. Let me tell y'all. I knew somebody that would always say something like, I can't win for losing. Do you know up until now, I have not seen this person win? And I've known this person for about 17, 18 years. I used to say, man, yo, my luck is bad. My luck is bad. And family, I'm telling you, calamity and stress follow me. You hear? So now that I know this, what do I say? I can do all things through Yahusha, right? We got to reroute those words. A man will be filled and satisfied by the words of his lips. So if you don't want to be, and first of all, let's be clear, those of us that are among the righteous, we don't deal with luck, okay? There's blessings, there's curses, okay? You're going to reap what you sow. That's how we deal over here on the righteous side of things. That's how the Kodashim deal and operate, right? So we don't even deal with luck in the first place. So go ahead. Keep going.
From the fruit of his mouth, one is filled with good, and the work of a man's hand is given back to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise.
Well, explain that to us.
So let's say somebody's going in the wrong way, and you know, that's your friend, you know. And you know, you tell them, bro, you're doing this wrong, you should maybe, you know, do this a certain way. And you know, they don't listen, they don't adhere to what you say, and they keep doing it wrong, and something happens. Like, you know, you can't be like, you know, like, not to say I told you so, but I kind of told you so, you know?
Read the verse again, I love it. Read the verse again.
Okay, the way of a fool is right is in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise.
Mm-hmm. So that friend that you try to what he keep going on, he think he know what he's doing, right?
Yeah.
He a fool, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
A fool's wrath is known at once, but a clever one covers shame. Mm. Well, let me read that again. I don't really get that.
Okay, I got you. Read it again.
A fool's wrath is known at once, but a clever one covers shame.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example, right? I know this young lady, and she's always...
Sorry, that's my phone.
No, you good. She's always very loud talking and angry and belligerent, right? Mm-hmm. She's out there. People see this person as a fool. People see this person as I mean, this person, somebody was speaking and said, man, I don't know if it's angry black woman syndrome or whatever the case may be. That's shame upon her. There's no honor in behaving that way. So you see, if you can be angry and not be all, yo, and I don't care, and this and that, you can hide your own shame. There would be no reason for you to have shame because you don't behave that way. You see? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of the way they word it, because you know we don't talk like that. So let's do this for learning's sake.
But I think I got it. Like, you know, like when you when you feel typical, don't let everybody know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people won't. So like, because it's shameful to, you know, be known as, you know, angry and, you know, just a bad behavior. Period. So a clever person will, you know, cover that up, that how they feel. You know, keep it inside. Nobody needs to know, you know, I'm mad or whatever.
I know that's right, son. What verse you was? I love it. I just changed the translation for you, though. I got you on the ERV. Okay. All right? So here. Well, I like how it says it in the ERV. Fools are easily upset, but wise people avoid insulting others. Huh, I like that. All right? Go ahead, baby. Carry it out.
Okay.
Aj, you want to help him read?
Okay. Fools are easily upset, but wise people avoid insulting others. Good people speak the truth and can be trusted in court, but liars make bad witnesses. Speak without thinking, and know your words can cut like a knife. Be wise, and your words can heal. Lies.
Let your sister read some. Now I'll pick up from that verse.
18. Speak without thinking, and your words can cut like a knife, but be wise, and your words can heal. Lies last only a moment, but the truth lasts forever.
Forever and ever, and ever and ever. So what's the biggest lie going on in the world? That we are Gentiles. That lie will not last forever. That lie is temporary. The truth of who we are is coming up. The word tells us that the whole earth groans, like a woman travailing, giving birth, waiting for the sons of Yahuwah to be revealed. This earth is still crying out. So I guess those people over there ain't the sons, huh? Ha! Go ahead, Mo.
Verse 20. People who work for evil make trouble, but those who plan for peace bring happiness. Yeah. Yah will keep good people safe, but evil people will have many troubles.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-explanatory right there. Keep going. We're going all the way to 28. Mm-hmm. When you get to 28, let it be known that you're on the last verse by saying verse 28.
Okay. The Yah hates people who tell lies, but he is pleased with those who tell the truth. Smart people don't tell everything they know, but fools tell everything and show they are fools.
You know they say sometimes you can think a man is intelligent, right, as long as he stays quiet. But once he opens his mouth, you know what I'm saying, you can see that, oh my goodness, this guy don't know what he's talking about. But yeah, so remember, Mumu, this is what we were speaking about, bridling our mouth, right? A wise person, everything don't have to come out your mouth. I used to be so foolish. Everything about me, I was down to tell somebody. Girl, let me tell you this. If it's not for righteousness sake to use as a tool to show how Yahuwah is dealing in your life, keep your mouth closed. Only speak what is necessary. I say this all the time. Okay? So this is why the Proverbs are so good. The Proverbs are like jewels, gems. Like, these Proverbs are more precious than diamonds. When we get to 31, we're going to start from 1. I love this. And why? Because this is seeds, y'all. Come on, I'm getting something from this. Yes, let's go, Mumu.
Verse 24. Those who work hard will be put in charge of others, but lazy people will have to work like slaves. Worry takes away your joy.
Hold up. So let me give you an example, right? Me and my job, right? If the supervisors see that I'm lazy, I don't move fast, I don't get my stuff done, I mean, I won't get fired, right? As long as I do like the bare minimum or whatever, as long as I finish my truck, right? But if they see I'm constant, I'm going hard, I'm doing my truck. If there's somebody else next to me that need help while I'm waiting for my stuff to come down the conveyor belt, I get in and I help them. That's going to make them see, huh, look at this girl here. She's supervisory material. You see what I'm saying? So that's what that is, being in charge of more people. But that lazy one, always complaining, oh, I'm tired, oh, this, oh, that, you're going to keep on slaving and staying right down there on the entry level. Okay? I got that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, keep on.
Verse 25. Worry takes away your joy, but a kind word makes you happy. Good people are careful and about choosing their friends, but evil people... Wait, sorry, I said that wrong. Good people are careful about choosing their friends, but evil people always choose the wrong ones.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Lazy.
Let me tell you. Now, I'm going to tell y'all off this. Everything ain't for everybody, but man, why y'all think y'all mother say that stuff, Jeff? God.
Lazy people don't get what they want, but riches come to those who work hard. Along the path of goodness, there is life. That is the way to live forever. That was verse 28, the last verse.
Thank you. So, family, I'm in no condition to give a song offering to Yahuwah.
Okay.
So, yes, I need baby girl to do that for me. Baby girl, can you sing I Love You, Yah, and then sing You Are Loved?
Uh-huh.
Do You Are Loved first.
Huh?
Sing You Are Loved first.
Okay. You are loved, you are loved. You are loved, you are loved. You are loved, oh, you are loved. You are loved by Yahuwah.
He stretches out his hand to us. I had to get a little bit. In acts of mercy and true love,
the heavens open wide to see. He's revealed his breath to me.
Josh, join us a little bit.
You are love. You are love. You are love.
You are love. You are loved. Oh, you are loved. You are loved by Yahuwah. He stretches out his hands.
What happened?
Wait, I said the wrong part.
He acts
secure and hooks us tight.
A gift from Yahweh.
He sent his son a sacrifice to show how much he loves us. You are love.
You are love.
You are love. You are loved. You are loved. Oh, you are loved. You are loved by Yahuwah.
Yes, I love my family. Okay, Mumu, you got this one all by yourself. And I love you.
I love you, Yah, and I lift my voice to worship you, all my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King. And what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears.
What do we do?
We exalt thee.
Yes, come on, pretty mama.
We we love you, family.
All right, guys. So now we have to do Psalms 49, and then we're done. Did they hear that part, and then we're done before you cut it off?
I didn't cut off.
Oops.
Mishlei. No, I'm sorry. We're in Tehillim. Tehillim 49. Hear this, all you peoples. Give ear, all you inhabitants of the world, both sons of man and sons of mankind. It's two different peoples, y'all need to get that. It says both sons of mankind and sons of man, rich and poor together. My mouth speaks wisdom, and the meditation of my heart brings understanding. I incline my ear to a parable. I expound my riddle on the lair. Why should I fear in the day of evil, when the crookedness of my supplanters surrounds me? Those who are trusting in their riches and who are boasting in their great wealth. A brother does not redeem anyone at all,
neither give to Elohim a ransom for him. For the redemption of their lives is costly, and it shall cease forever. That he should still live forever, and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, the foolish and the ignorant both perish, and shall leave their wealth to others. Their inner thoughts are their houses forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. This reminds me of reading in the book of Jubilees when we see the people of Japhet, right? The people of Japhet and the people of Ham, if I'm not mistaken, would go and name the places after their own names, right? I never saw Shem do that. Anybody listening in, please, if you are a part of, Trumpet's Call, because I'm in the chat with you guys, please. As a matter of fact, I might go in there and ask this question. But did Shem do that? Any of the descendants of Shem name the places after themselves? I don't know. But, okay, so anyway, their inner thoughts are their houses forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. But man does not remain in esteem. He is like the beasts that perish. This way of theirs is folly to them. Yet their followers are pleased with their words. It reminds me of these big camp leaders that's doing all matters of wickedness. But their numbers is big. They growing and growing. And people just follow them all happily. Anyway, like sheep, they shall be laid in Sheol. Death shall shepherd them, and the upright rule over them in the morning. And their form is consumed in Sheol, far from their dwelling. This is something that's, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. In the morning we shall rule. Right now it may seem like nighttime to Yaakov. Right now it might seem like nighttime to Yehuda. Right now it may seem like nighttime to you, brother, to you, sister. But joy comes in the morning. Our ruling will come in the morning. Y'all better catch it. Verse 15, but Elohim does redeem my being from the power of Sheol, for he does receive me. Selah. Don't be afraid when a man becomes rich, when the wealth of his house increases. For when he dies, he takes none of it. His wealth does not go with him. Though while he lived, he blessed himself. And though they praise you when you do well for yourself. He is doing good. Look at that. Yeah, they praise you when you do well for yourself, huh? How about when you move in righteousness for Yahuwah? They talk about you like a dog, y'all. Verse 19, he has to go to the generation of his fathers. They never see the light. Man who is rich yet does not understand shall be like the beasts. They shall perish.
Yahusha.
I'm not really singing, y'all, but I'm gonna cover up that false name. To see Yahusha.
To see Yahusha someday. I've got my mind made up. I won't turn back. Want to see Yahusha someday.
All right, that's it. It's almost 5 in the morning. Let me let Donnie sing it.
To go your way the rest of my life. Made up my mind to the years where it is my life. I can't help it, I wanna stay. Yes. Goodbye wild parties. Goodbye gang affiliation. Goodbye hustling to make a dollar when I ain't even had 15 cents. I've made up my mind to go Yahweh's way the rest of my life. Hey, hey. Are you glad you're born again, or are you just proud that you are of the Yahudim? Are you just proud that you are of prime stock, or are you really happy that you're born again? All right, family, I thank you so much for joining in this Bible study with me and my babes. We did Proverbs 12 and Psalms 49. I hope you were blessed. I hope you got something out of it. I most definitely did. Yes, I did. And family, if you say, you know what, Baya, you've blessed me, and I want to in turn be a blessing to you and the babies, please feel free to send some prayer up towards me and my family. And if you want to be a financial blessing, you can also send a Cash App to $AYABATYAH. Shalom, family. Thanks in advance. Love you.